Community hero Ralph Hotchkiss by Kathy Crockett. Quote, security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. To keep our faces toward change and behave like free spirits in the presence of fate is strength undefeatable, end quote. That's from Helen Keller, 1880 to 1968. Ralph Hotchkiss is an engineer, inventor, teacher, humanitarian, activist, and founder of Whirlwind Wheelchair International, WWI. He is also a wheelchair rider himself. Ralph grew up tinkering with and building devices to aid people with disabilities because he knew a number of blind people. Ralph was first inspired to create remedies for their disability. In high school, he won the Westinghouse Science Talent Search Award for his design of an electronic gadget to help blind people, quote-unquote, see. Although his invention impressed his judges, Ralph's blind friends felt that his high-tech inventions, while innovative, didn't solve their mobility challenges. For them, there wasn't much that was better than a dog or a cane. In order to help his friends and others, he would have to learn and observe their needs firsthand to know how he could help. Quote, an inventor who doesn't get down on the same level as the people for which he is designing is not likely to be very successful, Ralph said in an interview with My Hero. At 18 years of age, Ralph lost the use of his legs in a motorcycle accident. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, Ralph immediately turned his tragic predicament into a positive benefit. In fact, Ralph never viewed his accident as a negative. To him, it gave him the opportunity and experience he had been searching for. I wouldn't have done this well and had as much ability to come up with solutions that worked, Ralph shared with us. Ralph's solutions really have worked for people all around the world. He has turned the standard issue clunky and unwieldy wheelchair into a sleek, practical solution that fits the wheelchair rider and his environment. His work with longtime consumer advocate and lobbyist Ralph Nader taught him that you have to step in and roll up your sleeves to make change, and you have to be persistent and innovative. Along with co-writing a book with Nader and working as one of the original Nader's Raiders, Ralph teamed up with his mentor to help wheelchair riders in the United States have access to better chairs at lower prices. Ralph's tinkering and advocacy would soon become a crusade for wheelchair riders around the world, opening up doors and offering mobility options that expand lives. While on a trip to Nicaragua in the late 1970s, Ralph met three young men sharing a wheelchair. At first, he felt a pang of sympathy for the poor teens who could not afford to have wheelchairs of their own. But when they approached Ralph to help him fix his high-tech wheelchair, battered from the rugged terrain, he realized that they knew more about wheelchair design than most of the people in the United States. They were the ones who could share their experience to improve the lives of many people in developing countries. During the next two decades, Ralph worked with supporters to teach wheelchair riders how to build and maintain wheelchairs, eventually founding Whirlwind Wheelchair International, WWI. WWI provides riders in countries like Kenya, Armenia, Guatemala, and dozens of others with the appropriate transportation for their country, lifestyle, and terrain. While the designs are state-of-the-art, all parts are locally made and assembled within the country to keep costs down and maintenance easy. Instead of being left behind, unable to work or go to school, wheelchair riders are now able to keep up with the other members of their villages. Hotchkiss and the other partners at WWI are working to bring self-sufficiency and national pride to the most poverty-stricken countries as they fulfill a basic need for mobility. While Hotchkiss can add awards and honors such as the MacArthur Foundation Award, the Chrysler Design Award, and the Spirit of Da Vinci Award and lists of others, the true count of his success is in the 50,000 wheelchair riders he's helped since the program started in 1989.